Come on, what'd you get? Okay, all right, not that big of a deal. Okay. Would you guys remember stand to your feet real quick? And, man, so good to see you guys. We've been gone for a little bit. How many guys enjoyed the Easter break? How many of you guys start your spring break tomorrow? Isn't that kind of weird? Everybody's folks starting spring break after Easter, like 2 weeks later? Anyways. But, hey, it's good to be here with you guys. I love you guys. I'm excited to be here today. We got a lot of cool stuff going on. Ladies, any ladies in the house? Hey, I want to encourage you to tap into that new ministry we're starting, man. We have some awesome adult leaders. Everybody say hi to Maggie in the back. You guys know Maggie? Give us a little wave. Maggie, everybody say hi to Maggie. Maggie's heading up along with some other ladies here, a new ministry where we want to hook ladies up for a little extreme makeover action for prom. Anybody going to prom this year? All right, so for free, they can do your hair, makeup, all kinds of stuff, hook you up, take care of you so you don't have to go spend big dollars and pay somebody a bunch of money to do all that for you. But, man, take advantage of that, man. That's awesome. So they can hook you up so you can look beautiful and act beautiful. Can I get an amen? All right, all right. And then also we have awesome new booklets today as we kick off a new series called The Dating Dilemma. So after we pray, I'm going to have them pass these around so everybody can get one. And especially the SALT team, please make sure you grab one. And I want to see everybody taking notes today. Man, start getting some notes in. But why don't you grab somebody's hand, and we're going to open up in a word of prayer. And we're going to get started this morning. Amen. And so let's do this. Bow. Father, I love you. You're so awesome. I give you honor and glory and praise. We thank you that we are in your house this morning. Father, we open our hearts and our minds to receive from you. We don't come in here with a religious mindset or just with a spirit of routine. But no, we really are here to say, God, open our hearts and minds. We want to receive from you. We want to be transformed by your word. Father God, we want to apply it to our lives. We want to be everything you've called us to be. So Father God, we're just open. We're hungry for you. Holy Spirit, come and minister to our lives. Speak to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody say amen. Give a neighbor a high five. You guys can have a seat. Hey, Jules, do me a favor. Open that door for me. Let me know if Paul Shear gives me a cue if he ever gets that up and going. But we want to kick off a brand new series today. It's called The Dating Dilemma. Yeah. Hopefully by the end of the series, everybody's going to be hooked up. Amen. We're going to be hooked up with Jesus. Can I get an amen? Yeah. Everybody for a second was like, oh, cool. I'm coming every week. Yeah. But, hey, I want to share a few things before I really get into this, and I hope to get the PowerPoint up in just a little bit. We got a memory verse and stuff. But I want to just set this record straight real quick. I just want you guys to know we're going to be talking about dating and stuff for the next 6 weeks. And I'm going to give you what I believe is God's perspective and my personal wisdom and what I've got from experience and God's word and just mentors in my life. And so I'm going to be talking about stuff. And what I want to preface this with is, please do not take this personally. Please know, I know there may be relationships here and there may be people involved. This is not only for the youth. This is also for my adult team. This is for every adult leader that's here in the house. Can I get an amen? And so I don't want you to, sometimes when I start speaking about stuff, you think I'm talking about you. I'm not going to be talking about you. So I want to just make sure, because I'm going to talk about relationships. And I'm going to be talking about couples or like dating. And so when you're sitting here, if you're dating somebody or then I don't want you to think, oh, dang, he's talking about me. He's putting my relationship on blast, okay? I'm not. I'm not talking about any particular couple here. I'm not talking about any particular relationship. I'm not using anybody here as an example, okay? So just I want to set this record straight with that because, I'm not here to do that and put you on blast or nothing like that, all right? But if there is things that hit you, then just know it's God and the Holy Ghost and it's not PR. Amen. man, once you let's look to the screens. There's two verses that I want you guys to memorize. And every week, we're going to be giving away a summer camp. Well, an opportunity to win a summer camp. And so how many of you guys pumped for summer camp? Summer camp's coming up in August. And so we want you guys to get ready for that. So those that memorize the memory verses get to come up and spin the wheel. And this time, I'm going to go crazy with numbers. I'm going to give you guys a bunch of numbers to try to get. And I might even do some newer stuff, too, to make it easier for you to win a summer camp, because I really want as many people to go to summer camp as possible. So I don't know if Brittany, is she able to get it up? If not, okay, there we go. The dating dilemma. That's the new graphic. How many of you guys think it's a pretty good graphic? It's a pretty cool graphic. All right, so let's put up wherever you have our memory verses. Go ahead and put those up. And I want us to read this together as we fill this place with the Word of God, as Pastor Ken Foreman will say. Y'all ready? All right. All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. You ready? Everybody together. 1, 2, 3. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. I'm going to read that one more time. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. All right, let's go to the next verse, the next memory verse, if they have it. This one is Galatians chapter 5, and it's verse 22 and 23. And this is the fruit of the Spirit right here. All right? I want us to read it together. You ready? 1, 2, 3. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I'm going to read that one more time. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Amen. Those are your two memory verses for this series. And I really want you to take this to heart and really learn and memorize those verses and get it in your spirit. Also, in our devotional book, we are going through the book of 2 Corinthians and the book of Galatians. So how many of you guys have been enjoying your word, getting in your word? How many of you guys are starting to love your devotional time? Y'all love connecting with God, amen, and hearing from God, because God is constantly speaking. Oops. We just may not be always listening. So on the back of your booklet, you're going to have your SOAPs. With it. Anybody can tell me what SOAP stands for? Very good. Scripture, observation, application, and prayer. And so on the back here, you have, yeah, we got to go. This is your reading chart that I want to help empower you every time we go through a series together. And now that you know, for those that may not know, the series is going every Wednesday and Sunday, every Sunday and Wednesday, okay? So when you come on Wednesday, you're going to be hearing the next part to the series. If you happen not to come Wednesday or miss a Sunday, I really, please help me. And I want Jules to hold me accountable to this, because I really want to begin to put my messages on iTunes and do podcasts so you guys can download them, okay? I want to get there, hopefully, in this next few weeks, all right? And so take it to heart. So if you happen not to make it on a Wednesday or something, download it. Put it on your MP3 player, on your iPod, all right? But here's a little table of contents kind of chart to help you, so you'll never have to guess or figure out where you're going to read God's word. You know what I'm saying? Just stick with us. 2 Corinthians, we kick off tomorrow. How many of you guys have read the book of 1 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians tight? This is 1 Corinthians tight? Can I get an amen? Amen. All right, take a look at the big screens as we kick off our series, The Dating Dilemma.
Friends with you to just kind of get updates on who you are. I even had lunch with your grandma before I came over here. I pretty much just wanted to get to know the real you before I introduce myself. I need to bust through the fake exterior that women have a tendency to put up all the time. It's like makeup for their emotions for men. I don't know why. Because here's the thing, I don't want to waste my time with another random girl I met at a dance party at Jerry's house. I'm looking for a high quality lady, and the verdict is in, ma'am. And this is based on most of your Facebook status updates, but you're a high quality lady. I'm attracted to you. But more importantly, it's your character. And thank God that it is too, because I know that this beautiful face is just gonna be like, whoa, it's gonna be rough. Like 12 years. It's gonna be bad. But that's okay, because you got the character. Bottom line, you wanna date me, I wanna date you, so let's court and then get engaged and get married. I'm gonna be a leader. I'm being a leader in this relationship.
Good. That was good, bro. I really like that. You came on a little bit strong, but you finished it up clean. You respected me, but you stayed out of the friend zone.
Okay.
I loved it. Ladies, okay. You're gonna love it. All right. Hit on me again.
Woo!
Touch it every say the dating dilemma. And I know that was kind of funny video, but I know in this room there are many of you that may have gone through a scene like that in real life. What do I say? How do I say it? What do I tell her? How do I approach her? You know, I know that when we went to go see the movie To Save a Life, all the guys started writing notes, and the guy had like ice cube over some flowers, and he came with a hammer, and he breaks the ice. And then he looks at the girl and says, now that we've broken the ice. And everybody went, oh, at the same time, the whole like theater, like, you know. And guys are kind of like, oh, dude, that's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. I'm going to use that. But we've all been in situations like that where you get advice from your friends or this or that, and you're trying to, you know. I want to talk to you today about the dating dilemma. And why is it called the dilemma? Because it seems like in the world that we live, you and I, it is kind of a dilemma. Even in the Christian world, even by people here in church, there are many different point of views and opinions on this topic. And maybe not everybody really ever quite agrees on where to stand on this issue. You know, everybody kind of is informed by different things. And so it really, in a sense, becomes a dilemma sometimes. Should I date? Should I not date? Who I should date? How I should date? Is God cool with dating? Is he not cool with dating? You know, how far is too far? You know, like, how old should I be when I start dating? You know, did my mom say or dad say I got to be 16 or 18 or like some other folks say 40 years old, you know? You know, when you're 40, you can date me, huh? Okay, when you're 40. But, you know, so it's like there's all these different, you know, there's a mom that can be for it, a dad that can be against it, you know? It's like, there's never been such a debated, heated kind of subject sometimes than the world of teen dating and where people stand on that. And so that's why the series is called The Dating Dilemma, because in a sense, it's really a dilemma. Like, you know, then you have your natural body going through stuff and going through changes where, you know, at first the girls had cooties. You know, and now you're like, you know, you can't get them out of your mind. And, you know, it's like, you know, you just want to go to the mall and you don't want to go hang out and da-da-da-da-da. You know, so there's a lot of changes that start happening in our bodies and in ourselves and just in life in general. So we're in the middle of this. And so I thought, you know what, before I kind of go further and begin the series, I mean, I felt that I really, in order to begin the series, and kind of help us get a grid for understanding our reference point. I want to give you a few definitions of, let's just kind of talk about the world of dating or courting and whatever. Some interchange those words, some don't. It all depends on what you're defining dating as. So I want to just give you a quick, it's not on your notes, but it's probably on the screens. If you can see this, it says date. What's a date? Or dates. And a date is this. I don't know if they put it up there, but it says an engagement to go out socially with another person, often out of romantic interest, one's companion on such an outing. Okay? All right, how many guys, you don't have to raise your hand, have ever been on a date? How about you don't have to raise your hand? Look. All these hands go. Dates, right? Date, all right. Here's what kind of courting kind of means over here. It says, courting says, to try to gain the love or affection of someone, especially to seek to marry. Okay, that's the world of courting. All right, it's more intentional trying to seek marriage. Now, I'm going to give you what I call PR's definition of dating, okay? So when you hear me talking about dating, I'm going to refer it in this definition, in this context. This is when I mean dating, this is what I mean right here. This is me. Now, you may not find this in Webster's. You may not Google this. You may not Google it, and it's going to come out with Google. But you're going to hear it at The Rock right here, all right? Rugal, Rano Aleman style. Here we go. All right. Pastor Ron's definition of dating is this. Crossing over from a friendship relationship into a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, which now welcomes the world of PDA, which can mean public slash or private display of affection. That's my definition of what I'm talking about dating, so make sure you write that down. So when you hear me saying dating, I'm not talking about just like going out on a date. I'm not talking about you went on a date with one person, or you went to the movies with one person, or you went to prom with some person or something like that. What I mean by dating, I'm referring to as the definition is being in an active relationship, boyfriend-girlfriend relationship that has crossed over from just friends into a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, which now allows the world of PDA, public display of affection or private display of affection. That's my definition of the term dating, and that's what we're going to be kind of speaking about in these next 6 weeks or six parts. So come out. It's going to be awesome. Bring a friend with you. But I want to give you three things today to kind of kick off this series. Today's called Tuning In to the Right Frequency. So if you want to write down a title, that's the title, Tuning In to the Right Frequency. I want to give you three things you need to know as we kick off this series. Number one, what influences you dictates the choices you make. I want you to write that down. What influences you dictates the choices you make. Now, by the grace of God, I've been able to start going to different high schools, and it's one of my passions in life. I don't get paid to do it, but I love to go to different high schools and do different things. Now, sometimes they're, quote, you know, Christian events or God kind of events where we're going to do stuff for the Lord. Other times they're not. Other times I'm coming to speak to a health class. But I love it because although it's not quite a Christian thing where I can kind of say the name of Jesus or talk about God, I kind of preach, but just without using Jesus' name. But everything I say has the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ behind it. And so I go into schools. I was just at Branham this last week. I'm going to be in Branham again the next week when they get back from spring break. And I get to speak on purity. I get to speak on abstinence. I get to speak about relationships. I get to speak about dating. I get to speak about the emotional consequences of premarital sex and stuff like that. And Jennifer Palacios, who is a member of our church, and we've had her come in here. And before I come and share and speak, and she'll get other speakers, she'll come and do the big STD talk, you know. And remember, we had her come one time. We did the whole little cup experiment. You guys remember that kind of? And how quick STDs can spread and stuff like that. And so she kind of does the whole physical, biological kind of consequences and effects of premarital sex and stuff like that. I kind of come in and bring the emotional side. And I share a whole lot of things when I go into the schools. But one of the things that God has put in my heart to really make sure I start with as I start here today is helping young people understand, or even adults, that, write this down, your choices determine your destiny. We know that. That's something you're going to, I hope the day you graduate and you move on to the day you die, I hope you'll never forget hearing that resounding in your heart and in your spirit from the Rock that said, your choices determine your destiny. I hope you go to the grave understanding that truth, and I hope you apply that truth to your life. The things you choose affect your tomorrow. The things you do today affect your tomorrow. Okay? They can be major. They can be really good. It can be very positive. It can be awesome. Amen? You make a really great choice, you're going to get a great reward, a great outcome, right? Amen? All right? You make a very bad choice, you might not have a great outcome. But so that's one of the things that we need to understand, that your choices determine your destiny. But here's the thing. The thing you choose, your choices are influenced. Your choices are dictated by the things that influence you. What are influences in life? People, music, throw things out there. Movies, reality show, TV, Pastor Ron, or yeah, it could be good. Hopefully it's a good influence, right? Now, influence can be good or bad, right? Just what are influences, right? How about parents? Friends? Right? We said music, media, right? I mean, Twilight came out and everybody wanted to date a vampire. You know what I'm saying? It's like, where are they? I want to turn off the lights. Maybe I'll see them somewhere. You know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? And so we're influenced. See, we have to understand that we get influenced by stuff. Everything around us in some shape or form can have an influence over us. That's why we say this, and I tell them in the schools, and you hear me say it's nothing new. You hear it over and over. But your friends can either make you or break you, right? We understand that concept. Why? Because we understand the power of influence. And why is the power of influence important? Because it's the things that influence you that dictates what choice you make. And so if you want to make choices that determine your destiny, well, then you got to go back a little bit further and say, well, what are the things that influence me to make that choice? Right? Now, I use drugs as an example just because that was my life, and I know it may get overplayed and overdone, but one of the reasons why I first started smoking weed was because my older brother and his friend started smoking weed, and they had influence over me, and I wanted to be like them. So when I saw them doing it, guess what it made me want to do? It made me want to do it. Power of influence. Power of influence. So we need to understand this right now. As we kick off this series, every choice you make in life, where there's something good, and there are many good choices you can make in life, amen? Those good choices were influenced by things. By pastor, by the word, by God, by family, by church. Okay? By people that love you. And then bad choices also, you make them because you're influenced by stuff. So as we launch and we talk about tuning it to the right frequency, I want you to understand that you are influenced by things all the time. And those things that influence you dictate what you choose to do. And so in order for us to make right choices in life, and this is number two, we have to discern the messages. Discern the messages, or discerning the messages. You have to discern what is right and what is wrong. You got to discern what is flesh, what is spirit. You got to discern what is truth, what is false. You got to discern what is right, what is wrong. You got to discern what is beneficial, what is detrimental. You got to discern what's constructive, what's destructive. There's messages that you and I hear 24/7. You say, Pastor Ron, we get messages while we sleep? Yeah, they're called dreams. And they're called thoughts. You're always getting bombarded with messages. Through in this room right now, we learned that there are frequencies coming through. Radio frequencies, TV frequencies, wireless cell phones frequencies. There are constant messages coming in your life. You have the media, you have movies, you have music. You have music videos. You have MySpace. You have commercials. You have magazines. You have Facebook. You have your school. You have sports. You have teachers. You have friends. You have your neighborhood. Can your neighborhood influence you? Can the place you live influence you? Because write this down too. You can become a product of your environment. Now, environment, there's two things about environment. There's a geographical environment where you literally live and come out of. But there's a spiritual environment too. And both, a lot of times, is true. But it's more true in the spiritual than it is in the physical. Because you can come out the hood, but you don't got to be hood-like, right? Like we've heard the people say, you can come out the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of you, kind of thing. Look, you can live in the ghetto and not be ghetto. Can I get an amen? You cannot live in the ghetto and be ghetto. Amen? Okay? So, and you can live in the ghetto and become ghetto. Because you can become a product of your environment, right? And so whatever you see on a day-to-day basis around you has a lot of influence you walking out your front door. All right, whether you live at Silver Creek or you live in the east side or wherever you live, you know, that has an influence you, but it doesn't dictate what you can become. You can still rise above it and become something different. But if there's a greater truth in the spiritual, that the environment in the spirit that you reside in or habitate in, that has influence over you and what you become. If you want to soar with the eagles, you got to quit hanging around the chickens. Write that down. You know what I'm saying? If you want to soar and go to new heights, you got to start hanging with eagles, man. In the spiritual environment of your life that you partake in, and habitate in, you got to hang out in a certain environment that produces in you the sense of godliness, of purity, of holiness, of character, of integrity, of faithfulness, of righteousness, of obedience, of ambition, and of purpose, and of success. Can I get an amen? If you dwell and habitate in a spiritual environment like that, that's what you want to become. You become a product of that environment. And that environment is dictated by the choices you make, by the people you hang around with, and the people you roll with, and being like-minded and same spirited type of people, right? But if you hang around a spiritual environment where it's negative and destructive and compromising, let me tell you, oranges don't grow in the North Pole, right? You need a certain kind of environment for that to grow in. Can I get an amen? Okay, it's the same thing in the spirit. Men of God are not made in evil, demonic places. Women of God don't become built up in some evil, demonic places. In the spirit, right? Now, I'm going to be real. Pastor, I thought this was about dating. It is. But you got to tune into the right frequency. You got to discern, have discerning the messages. Why? And here's the last thing. Here's number three. You got to listen to the right station. You got to listen to the right station. Because, see, this is an old school kind of boombox. And I know boomboxes and radios are a little outdated. Now everybody's got MP3 players. But I still know young people listen to the radio. Because 94.9 would be 94.9 if it wasn't for people listening to the radio, right? And so we got to understand that on the radio, man, there's all kinds of messages that this thing gives out. all kinds of messages. And you got to discern the message. Well, what is not? I was talking to a DJ from 94.9, and he said, "Oh, brother, but I don't do drugs, and you know, I don't promote that stuff. But you know, and you know, I'm into respecting women, and I'm just a DJ. I just play the music." And I looked at him and I said, "Bro, but you realize that you're an enabler, right?" Like, you may be on the turntables, or you may take a personal stance against drugs, but when you're on the beat, when you're everybody on the dance floor, what are they doing though? And who's providing it for them? You are, because you're the enabler. Oh, but dog, my message is different. But the message that you rely on them to do by the music you're playing, eh? And so I was just confronted with me and Andrew Lee were talking to this guy from 94.9 outside over in the east side one time. But you got to understand that the world is going to have messages, okay? And so the important thing for you to understand is you got to tune in to the right frequency. You got to tune into the right station. You have to discern through those things and understand what is right, what is wrong, what is truth, what is false, what's going to help me and benefit, and what's going to hurt me and rob me. And once you begin to discern and have the Spirit of God inside of you to help you understand truth and the things that are going to encourage you and equip you and empower you and set you up for success, then you want to start tuning in to that right frequency that's going to help you accomplish that. You're not going to want to tune in to the stuff that's going to rob you of that and detour you from that. And so you want to learn how to tap into the right message. Listen to the right stuff. I'm talking symbolically, spiritually here. I'm not talking literal station. You got to tap into the right frequency. And when you're not tapping into the right frequency and you're not tapping into the right message, then you're being influenced by things. You're opening yourself up to be influenced. Why did I choose to talk about this today, the dating dilemma? Well, because what you tap into, what frequency you're going to tap into, is going to dictate the choices you make on what you view about dating and women and men in life. So I want to encourage you in these next 6 weeks. Don't tap into the movie. If you notice on the book here, we got The Bachelorette, we got The Bachelor, and Flavor of Love, and The Dating Game, and all kinds of stuff. Because those are all messages. Those are all frequency. Every time you go to movies, you see romantic comedies. You see teen love movies. You see these things. You hear these love songs. You see these things, and guess what? All that stuff's got influence. If I ask you, what does God got to say about it? Would you know? And so as I set this day up, and we're going to end in just a sec, I just want you to understand that. I'm not here to kind of dog anybody's relationship or talk about anything negative. I want you to understand is this. Why do you do what you do? Why do you do what you do? Do you understand why? Where did that come from? What message was that? What station was that? What'd you tap into? What is influencing that? Okay? My hope and prayer is this. I pray that at the end of this series, that the number one thing that you tap into in the right frequency that you listen to is God's word and his truth. And that you tap into awesome truth and wisdom that God wants to download to you to set you up for success. Know that he's motivated by love. He is love. And know that I'm motivated by love. I love you, and I want to see you succeed. Know that all these leaders back here love you, and they want to see you succeed and thrive. So my prayer is this, as we launch today, we continue. Come with open ears and open hearts to say, God, I want to tap into this. I don't want to care what Usher has to say about it. P. Diddy got to say about it. Diddy, dirty money, whatever. Beyonce, she's cool, but I don't want to hear about her ring on it and her music. I don't want to hear what Beyonce got to say. I don't want to hear what Lady Gaga got to say. I don't want to hear what the Bachelor's got to say, the Bachelorette's got to say. Like 50 people all making out, getting their groove on, and then deciding which one they want to spend the rest of their lives with. And we sit watching that. That's so romantic. Whoa. I'm being sarcastic, but for real though. Can I get an amen? For real though. Like God's in heaven. Oh, that's so sweet. That's my plan for you. Yeah. Line up 20-something women and go out, date them all. Try them on for shies like shoes and then pick. And that's what I will call romance. That's a message though, right? Can I keep it real? Can I keep it real? I'm going to go there. The devil going there. I got to go there even better than the devil. With God's truth. Right? So I want you guys to stay on your feet. Be open. If you're in a relationship, be open. If you're not in a relationship, be open. The reality is just be open to God. Be open to God to speak to you. Be open. Say, God, use this series to really speak into my life and help me navigate this world and help me discern what is right and what is wrong and what I should do, what I shouldn't do for my success. And I'm going to talk about some stuff, man. So bring a friend Wednesday because I'm going to get into it Wednesday. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about Wednesday's message, okay? So bring a friend Wednesday, and if you can't make it, hopefully I'm going to iTunes it Thursday or Friday or something. But come Wednesday, grab somebody's hand, and we're going to pray for you. And how many of you guys are excited? How many of you guys are excited to learn? Y'all hungry for truth, right? Y'all hungry for wisdom, right? Come on, somebody. I know you are. I know you are. Let's raise those hands up. Raise those hands up. Lord God, I pray that as we set the tone today, tuning into the right frequency, so many things in this life are not of you, and we tap into it and we listen to it and they influence our lives. But God, there are so many things that are of you, and those are the things we want to tap into. We want to tune into you and your voice. We want to tune into your truth. Our flesh wants to do wrong, but our spirit wants to do right. I pray that at the end of this series, God, that every one of us here today will be spirit-empowered and spirit-led, and that we would be tapping into the Spirit of God, and that we would be influenced by the Spirit of God above all things, above all the other things we see, above all the other things we hear, above all the other people we hang around with, about all the other good and bad examples we may have in our lives. Father, the number one thing that we want to be influenced by is the Spirit of the living God. And you said that your Spirit will guide us into all truth. And Lord, we don't want to live in your permissible will, but we want to live in your perfect will. We don't want to be outside of the perfect will of God, because we don't want the devil to rob us and to hinder us. But God, we want to succeed and thrive in what you have for us. So Lord, I pray that you prepare our hearts, prepare our minds to receive. I pray that you create a hunger in these young people to come hungry to church, hungry to worship, hungry to praise, hungry to sing and shout, and hungry to hear the truth of the Lord. God, I pray that you draw young people here, that we fill this place, God, that you use these young people to bring their friends and their loved ones, God, and their schoolmates, God. Bring them, God, and let your will be done in our lives. We love you in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Come on, let's give God a big hand of praise. Y'all dismissed. You guys can have a good day. If anybody needs any special prayer, we'll be here. If you need any prayer, we'll be down here. Come talk to me. We'll pray with you. Don't forget, ladies, sign up for that prom makeover ministry, Beauty for Ashes. Don't forget, bring a friend Wednesday. We love you. Don't forget your booklets. We start 2 Corinthians tomorrow. Join us, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Salt team, make sure you're on your word. Get your booklets. Get your notes in. Come on, somebody. We love you guys. Have a great week. If you're on spring break, holla at me, man. We'll go kick it, do something fun this week. God bless you guys. Thank you, Sarah.